This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People who use Airbnb for lodging may also have seen they broker experiences as well. If you like, say, beer, the site sometimes offers bar hopping tours. And if you like animals, Airbnb is now trying that too. Sammy Cayola with Capital Public Radio visited a llama farm in California.
When Sarah McGovern bought a pair of llamas 9 years ago, she was hooked right away.
They're as close as you get to a unicorn.
She's been breeding, showing, and selling them ever since. And this summer, she listed her farm outside Sacramento in Airbnb's new Animal Experiences category. She doesn't offer lodging, but travelers pay $30 for a 90-minute visit to her farm. It starts with an introduction to the herd. Wow, hi everyone. These are the small ones.
Yeah, this is the small ones. This one is six.
The animal platform went live this October. Hosts are offering hiking with rescue dogs, picnicking with pigs, yoga with goats. The animal interactions on the site are just a slice of the 40,000 experiences now available. These include multi-day trips and educational courses.
The business strategy behind experiences in general is capturing more and more of the share of wallet when people are traveling.
Alex Stephanie wrote a book on the sharing economy. He's not convinced the new platform will be profitable.
People need a place to stay, but they don't necessarily need to spend money on these types of experiences.
Airbnb worked with a nonprofit called World Animal Protection to come up with the rules for hosts and guests about interactions with the animals and how the animals are treated. But Mikkel Freeman with Airbnb says the company is relying on users to report problems.
Should something slip through the cracks, we encourage our community to let us know so we can investigate.
This is part of a trend. Instagram now gives users a warning when they search for animal content that may involve cruelty behind the scenes. Sarah McGovern says on her farm, Airbnb guests are allowed to feed and pet the llamas or take them for a walk down to the creek. Here's a llama named Ophir taking a quick dip.
Llamas are very curious and they like experiences.
She says becoming a host has been good for business, too. She's had 2 to 4 weekly visitors so far, and even after Airbnb takes its 20% cut, she says the extra income helps with the cost of hay. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Cayola for Marketplace.